Welcome, welcome to the PSWID regular meeting. Appreciate everybody who's here and online, although no one is online except.
Did we start the meeting online already?
Yes.
But let's go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, which I'll lead us in, and then Larry Bax shall offer a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today to consider the affairs of the district and to make the decisions we need to make to further the plans for our future. We're grateful for the many blessings which Thou has bestowed upon us, and especially for the little bit of moisture we've received. And we ask Thee to bless us with more moisture in the future. And we ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Larry. Thank you. We have the swearing in of a new board member to take care of, Michael Brent Pruitt, who goes by Brent. And so to accomplish that swearing in, we need Morgan, is that correct?
Yep.
Yep, and then Sharon has...
Oh, there you are. You're hiding back there.
It's small.
I've got a pen.
I can read glasses.
Want to borrow mine?
What do I got?
They're just readers.
Two and a halfs. What are yours?
Probably one and a half, maybe two. I don't need much.
Not much. I didn't used to need much.
Is it large?
Here. You can borrow them.
No, it's
they're only growing like a one and a half.
It's not really large print, but it's very small print right in there.
Yeah. These actually work.
It's gonna be this right here.
Okay.
So
just
the
old.
Your name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's ready, Morgan.
Okay.
I, Brent Pruitt, or M. Brent Pruitt, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the Office of Board of Directors according to the best of my abilities. So help me God.
Yep.
Sure. So I do it for
her. And then this is for you. You can bring that back if you'd like. It's just a conflict of interest. And then you're going to sign right here, please.
Don't we have to do a conflict of interest every year?
Yep.
First of the year. Right?
First of the year, okay.
And then, if you could have
your seat. I will need my glasses back.
And if you could have a seat up here on the table.
Don't worry, we won't lose her.
We won't lose her. Thank you. Let's go ahead and let's get a roll call, and then I want to actually ask Brent to speak for just a minute. But let's do a roll call, starting with Sharon this time.
Sharon Hillman, present.
George Rokowski, present.
Corey Ellsworth, present.
Larry Bax, present.
You're up, Brent.
Okay, what did you say?
Brent Pruitt, present.
President?
Present.
It's a roll call.
Oh, I'm present.
Okay, and we are, I don't see George having come in yet, but we do have a quorum.
George is here.
Not George, I'm sorry, Roger. Sorry, yeah, you're definitely here. So thank you, we do have a quorum. Could you just take a minute, Brent, and just give a brief background?
Okay, moved here to the Valley in 2020 or 19 maybe, I can't remember, from Colorado. And there I was a general contractor for a little over 40 years and still buildings a little bit there, but not full time. So I do it with a small crew that I talk to. So get a lot of experience in building custom homes and some commercial. Don't like remodel, but I had to do it during 08 and a few years after that. It was a really hard time there. And I was interested in being a board member to see where I could help out and maybe concentrate on the community, the affairs of the community, how the community perceives the board, and it just seems like that probably at this point could probably use some help. And I know you guys are really busy. I've been to a couple other meetings and came to figure out why stuff wasn't being done the first time. I think I met you, Corey.
Yep, we did.
And then I realized, well, these guys do a lot of work. So it's not like you're not doing something. So at that point, I started becoming interested in maybe looking at being on the board. So.
Great. It's good to have you on the board. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I look forward to working with you. All of us do. Let's go ahead and move forward. Number six is a call for motion to approve minutes. There's 2 minutes we need to approve. The regular meeting from October 26th. I remember that meeting.
I don't have October 26th minutes.
You don't? Oh, November 16th.
Oh, sorry. I'm blind.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of October 26th.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I wasn't here, so I can't second.
Okay. I'll second that. I can do that, right? I'll second that. All those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, that's good. Special meeting on November 16th. Special session meeting minutes.
Yes, I make a motion to approve the minutes to November 16th.
And I'll second that one as well. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, that carries. Let's go ahead and move to number seven, reports to the board, and move straight to Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lucky to be here today. The engineers are working on an update to the dashboard report, which is available to the public. It got a little behind on the current project, but the other projects are accurate in their status. Woodland Heights contractor is actually bringing a second crew on next week to try and accelerate the work. The project is projected to be complete in February, and then we'll do the final USDA requirements.
Hello? Yes, we have. You've been on the call, but you're not on our screen.
Sorry,
at all.
Paul.
Oh, well, you're on the phone. Okay, well, I don't think the phone comes through to our screen and stuff up here. Yeah, click it. I think we had to click on it to have it. Okay, all right.
We're just going to leave him this way for now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Paul, back to you.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. Whispering Pines work completed. USDA did their final project inspection, and we're working on the final project documents. There's still some open issues between the contractor and the project personnel. White Oaks Cedar Meadows is scheduled to start in the spring. We did a final review of some of the detailed contract documents today in our project meeting to make some improvements so that when that starts, it'll go a little more smoothly. Mountain High Excavating will be performing the portals 1 and 2 waterline replacement. That'll be 17,000 feet of new waterline. That's the largest project in this phase. It'll take a couple hundred days for that. We're hoping to get an update in the schedule right now. It looks like it might be as far as the third quarter of 24 before they commence. There's some supply chain issues with brass works and some other things. And we're very optimistic with this contractor. He's been doing a good job. And now that they're putting a second crew on, we expect them to pick up some of their schedule. Deep well project. There's some security fence that have been installed around the four temporary plastic tanks that are there. That will provide water from the existing system for the drilling rig, which requires water during the drilling. The contractor delivered some of the equipment and installed part of the noise attenuation barriers. Once the drill rig and equipment are on site, there will be additional noise attenuation baffles installed and construction fencing to make the site secure. Engineering provided a draft site plan some time ago, and we did some refinements to that today, proposing that the booster pump building, small building with a couple of pumps and the chlorination in it, would move closer to the proposed storage tank on site. The engineer provided a basis of design report that staff and engineers went through today and provided some comments. We did get our ABWR drilling permit, and we expect next week that the initial conductor casing, which aligns the straightness of the drill rig, it's a 40-foot pipe, and it starts the pull out straight, so to speak, that will be installed mid-next week, and then we expect the drill rig to be on site before Christmas, commencing that work. Luckily, we, through the work of your treasurer, and the close coordination with WIFA, we finally got some funds processed from WIFA for processing the construction pay request. Sunrise continues to have full-time site residents overseeing the construction. And we've received an estimate that the treasurer will be talking about a little later, and the operations manager, about assessing Milk Ranch 1 in a hopes to get the capacity back to what it originally was without having the sand entrainment issues that we've been seeing. So stay tuned for that. District staff continues to work on their issues, really dealing with leaks and the change in temperature. We accompany district staff and contractor from time to time out on sites. We're out inspecting the work across the street on the meter set placements so that those will be easily accessible once the contractor's done. That's the end of my report.
How many feet was Whispering Pines?
I don't have the top of my head.
Does anyone remember that one? I mean, it's good to call out successes.
About 2,500 feet.
About 2,500 feet. Yeah. And what did we say we save with every 100 feet or?
Oh, you want me to put me on
0. Something, right?
It was
0.8 gallons, I think.
Yeah.
Per 100.
Per thousand.
Per thousand.
Per 1,000 feet.
So that's a win.
Well, and I can start listing. Each time I mention a project, I'll start listing the footage.
Okay. Well, and you have in the past. This is just done, right? So thank you very much, Paul. Any questions from the board for Paul? Gotcha. Thank you. Mr. Bowen.
Well, I really don't have anything prepared for you guys this month other than we've accessed more than 8 leaks that we were able to contain. We constantly give update and support to Mountain High for the projects we're working on. That seems to be where most of our leaks are coming from. They just don't know where the infrastructure is. We got rid of one of our bad egg employees 2 weeks ago, and I've got a new hire that we're interviewing as we speak. Other than that, my crew continues to keep up good morale, try to stay focused. Whenever they have a chance, they clean up the yard for the public view and for ours. So we're trying to make strides on how the public perceives not only my people, but our yard.
Got it.
That's about all I have for you guys. If anybody has any questions.
Any questions from the board? Okay, thank you. Sharon, treasurer's report.
Yes, we've started collecting taxes. So for October, our bank account went up by $442,000. So we'll be taking $450,000 of that account and moving it over into operations where we're sweeping and earning interest. And I expect we'll get the majority of the rest of the taxes in November once we get the information from the county. We're still doing well. Projects are moving along well. Costs are being tracked very well. And we will be probably starting doing some of the district capital projects before too long. I submitted a grant application on Tuesday to WIFA for a water conservation grant, and the grant is a total of $2,100,000, and we get 75% from WIFA, and we put in the other 25%. So that's about $525,000 of our capital projects budget. I think the grant is going to be heard on December 19th.
December 19th.
Yeah. They're doing a bunch of them on December 6th. They've got a huge agenda. And then this was the last group of applications that we're taking for the water conservation grants because they have so many that they're trying to process. So November 30th was the deadline, so I got it in, and we'll see if we get approved for that.
Is that a public hearing, or how do you...
They're all public. So their meetings are all public.
December 19th.
Yeah.
Got it.
Their agendas are very long. That takes. It's a very long meeting, a couple of hours.
Okay. And that's a Phoenix-based meeting?
Or? It's WIFA in Phoenix, yeah.
It's online, too.
It's online. You can go to their website and just click join the Zoom meetings.
And do they take decisions right on the spot? Or do they say they listen to it all and then have some subsequent meeting?
What happens is a lot of them that they're hearing on December 6th, they've already awarded to the entities. Then on December 6th, they've done evaluations on a lot that they are proposing to award. Some of them they've done that where they've denied them, but this batch is about $70 million.
Okay. That's be a great thing. All right, any questions on the treasurer's report and the financials? Okay, thank you. Larry, secretary's report?
None.
All right. George, vice chairman's report.
All right, been monitoring the demand on the wells and the supply, and really don't have anything to report. We're seeing a slight uptick in demand from the customers, but it's within 1 or 2%. So it could be normal fluctuation. So, but other than that, I'm not seeing anything particular that's telling me we're seeing a lot more demand out there with the release of the meters.
So since we met, since we've seen this updated, really your data points are like September, October, or
all the way to October are all new, and everything forward is historical.
Okay, so October is that 220 or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
All pretty historical. Got it. Got it.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. District Attorney's Report. Steve Ween. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Steve, yeah, we got to put you on speakerphone.
Sweet.
You not apply.
We should put a mic on it too, right?
Yep.
Or does that double
mic? We'll try this again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Briefly, four things to update. First and foremost, on the Nelson employment matter, still heard nothing. I think the status of that is probably just gonna pending unless we get some notification from the Attorney General's office. I think anything we can do or should do is nothing. So I'm kind of closing the file until we hear something else. Second, we received a demand letter from Apache Underground. I made Taft Sharon to give a little bit more of a factual description, but they demanded payment for all sorts of work that they allegedly did and demanded immediate payment under statutes, didn't reference our contract, which was kind of interesting, but referenced some statutes of payment. So that we have 90 days to respond to. My understanding from Sharon is that most of that's getting worked through. There's probably still going to be some disputes about, you know, what is owed for what work, but I don't want to talk about what could be disputed here, Sharon, but I just want to let everybody know that it's being worked with and most of it's probably going to be resolved. Would you concur, Sharon?
I would concur.
Okay, great. Third, the USDA response, as you may know, the people in the Halpern James case went to the USDA to complain about USDA funding us and public outreach and those sorts of things. It's something that is a recurring theme. USDA has asked us for a response. We have explained that there's a lawsuit, so we can provide some documents that are public and things of that nature, may give them some timelines, you know, but obviously our responses will not be any analysis of explaining what we did and how we did it, you know, except for what's already being known. I think that's pretty straightforward and simple. That should probably get done next week. I told Sharon to refrain from answering yet, simply because we got it right before Thanksgiving. I have a closing before Thanksgiving and a closing scheduled for tomorrow, and it was my time constraint that made that hard to respond to, and she conveyed that to USDA, so there we are. Finally, the Halpern James lawsuit, I think we're going to talk about in executive session, so I'll leave that alone for now, but that's the update.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions for Steve from the board? Okay. Chairman's report. I also have no specific report. I may comment on things as we go through, but moving on to number 8, public comments. We have 2 live. I don't know that we had any online.
No, there's no one online.
I mean, they can all month long. They can submit things, right?
No, no, no.
So there's 2 Tiffany Halperin regarding the deep well. Tiffany, step up. And
hi, yeah, I just wanted to make a statement that with regard to the deep well, it would be important that the well have some context and fit into the neighborhood it's going into and act as an asset instead of a degradation of our neighborhood.
Yeah. Could wording be an asset? Anything else to add, Tiffany?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. The second one is David Diggs, also regarding the deep well.
Thank you, Corp. My name is David Diggs, and thank you again for the opportunity to speak today. I'm sure you think I am insane for coming here and saying the same things over and over again and expecting different results, but this board has a lot to do to establish the respect of the community, and I feel it's my obligation to remind you of this. As I have asked around and sampled social media, I must say the organization's reputation is not as good, and your antics over this well are not helping. Given the vitally important role this entity plays in the future of our community, it is imperative that you ask yourself if you are doing everything you can to make Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District awesome. When the board brought in new people, we had hoped the old way of operating in the dark, unilaterally, and with heavy-handed methods would be over. Sadly, we were wrong. I've never been a proponent of the ends justify the means, but maybe you are. I realize you believe this well is what is best for the community, but you have not gone about this project with the professionalism that is expected, no, demanded, of an organization that has been entrusted with our money and our water future. The original money sought for this project was subject to federal rules which require public outreach. This is not just a technicality to make your job harder. It is a best practice as it brings the project out into the light for those it affects to weigh in on and provide valuable input, which can be accepted or rejected, but it is there nonetheless for consideration. It provides you with the opportunity to sell this product to the community. But rather than embrace this idea, you decide to operate in a vacuum and try to skirt your obligations by moving money in an attempt to skirt these rules. Again, reversion back to prior administrative methods. The deed restrictions, obviously a part of a contention, but rather than engage neighborhood in open discussion about the pros and cons of exempting your property from the deed restrictions, you went past a one-on-one conversation with property owners most likely not to be opposed to the well, those not suing you and without private wells. By excluding those with private wells, you are implying there is some risk to those wells from this project. It's also bad luck trying to do this behind closed doors. Again, I would have welcomed an open conversation with the neighborhood on this topic, but instead you chose a clandestine method. I can only assume you knew the facts. If everybody knew the facts, they would not give you what you want. Then going about it using fear-mongering, especially when the demographics skews the older side, claiming they are in violation of deed restrictions and you might sue? Really? This is what scam artists do. Again, this behavior was what the prior board would engage in. I expected better from new board members. Instead, you're embracing the old way of doing things. You should welcome the community to make your bright case in broad daylight and not behind closed doors. So the entire community, I and everyone expect better from this organization. We were trusted with the future of our water. Finding ways to avoid using best practices, scaring people into signing away their rights, not doing your homework on major projects is not meeting that bar. Stop barring behind closed doors and allow your proposals to face the scrutiny of the community. Strive to be better.
Thank you. Thank you. You went past your time, but I hadn't flipped it again. No, I hadn't flipped it again after Tiffany got done, so that's why I just let it run. Thank you. Thank you for the inputs. We have no other public comments, is that correct?
No.
Okay. Let's move to the business section. 9-1 is approving the 2023 audit report. Sharon.
Yes, we actually have two audits now. Since we've got federal funding, we have to do a federal audit as well. So Hinton Burdick completed the completed and provided the audit report for fiscal year June 30, 2023 for both the regular audit and the single audit for the federal government required based on funds received through the year from USDA. All board members have been provided an electronic copy as well as a bound copy. The report contains no recommendations this year as all the records reviewed were following the rules and regulations and internal controls in place by the district. The approved audit reports will be available to the public and posted to the website on December 1st. Make a motion to accept the 2023 audit reports as presented and approve posting to the district website.
I second it.
All those in favor of accepting the 2023 audit reports as presented and approved, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. That carries. The, you know, an organization should never have to celebrate the conclusion of a successful audit. But there's been some issues in our past, and it's thrilling to me, not in the recent past, but in the kind of recent past, and it's great to see it in good hands and to see our auditors take a deep dive and find everything in order. So thank you very much. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Sharon. Thanks everybody who has anything to do with making sure debits equal credits and everything is in the right place. So great job. Item number two, approving portals 1 and 2 waterline replacement of $4.8 million. Sharon.
Yes, the portals 1 and 2 replacement went out for bid on October 19th, and with the bid, the bid opening was held with 5 bidders present. The lowest bidder was Mountain High Excavating in the amount of $4,833,807. All required information has been submitted to USDA for approval. These funds come from the WIFA interim funding for the USDA projects. And I make a motion to approve the notice of award and the contract dated December 19, 2023 for the chairman's signature, with the notice to proceed dated January 19, 2024 for the signature to Mountain High Excavating in the amount of $4,833,807. And attached to this is Sunrise Engineers, who are engineers that handle all these bids and this information. And this is their recommendation that we award to them. They were low bidder, which is normally what government projects have to take, the lowest bidder, lowest qualified bidder.
I second that.
All those in favor of approving the notice of award and contract, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. At some point, not now, not today, but you said the lowest bidder, lowest qualified bidder. I'd like to make sure I re-understand the qualified piece. You know what's involved.
Bonding and
That has the proper credentials.
Credentials, yes. not track record, just right. Credential.
Just credentials.
Proper licenses, proper bonding ability, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Currently, they are working on the Woodland Heights project for us. They finished the Cool Pines project.
Right.
They're working on Woodland Heights. They're going to be working on White Oak Cedar Meadow, and then Portals 1 and 2.
Yeah, so, and thank you. And I was not implying that they might not be, because we know them, right? They're
okay.
They're a known quantity.
Yeah.
9.3 is approving cost estimates of the Milk Ranch 1 well rehabilitation, $67,000. Sharon.
We've been working with Marvin at Geologic, trying to come up with a way to get this well back into the working order that it should be in. So the plan is to have KP Ventures insert 150 gallon per minute test pump in a video tube so Pacific Surveys LLC can video the well during its operations to determine where the sand is coming from, as well as test pump the well to see if we can get more capacity than the 19 gallons per minute we currently get. The video, as well as the spinner survey, will be done at the same time. The cost of the estimates is about $53,000. If the pump that they use gets damaged, then we would have to replace the pump. Damage from the sun. So we've got an engineering quote from Clear Creek for $6,500, Pacific Surveys is $7,580, and KP Ventures is $39,000. They will be the ones removing the pump that's in there, putting the tube in, and putting the test pump in to do all of that work. Well, Pacific Surveys is going to be doing the video and the spinner log. Clear Creek Associates, which is a division of Geologic Associates, who is doing our well project. They will be doing all of the on-site with the contractors that are here doing that, and then coming up with a report to us as to what condition and what they feel the well can really do.
Quick question. These three are contracting with us, or one is fronting it?
They're contracting with us.
The three will?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes that's good and bad, right? Sometimes it enables he said, she said. You know.
Well, Clear Creek Associates went to Pacific Surveys and got the quote from them for doing their portion. They went to KP Ventures to get the quote for doing their portion.
Great.
So they're actually in control of what is going on.
Clear Creek is kind of in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And so you want to make a motion, right?
Yes. Make a motion to approve the proposals from Clear Creek Associates, KP Ventures, LLC, and Pacific Surveys LLC for a total not to exceed $67,295.60 for the chairman to sign.
I second that.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I may, I've worked
worked for a number of different districts and water companies doing work like this. I certainly will be involved as well. There'll be no extra charge from our company. I'll work closely with your operations manager and staff in that regard. This is they basically send a instrument down into the well, as Sharon indicated, while it's pumping. And there's a little boat propeller, if you will, on the end of it that tells where the water's coming in. And it's very precise. And then they also have an active video camera that will actually be able to see this. And they'll give us logs, geophysical logs, as well as video footage. And so when it's scheduled, it'll be a very interesting thing. If any of the board are interested in seeing this, we'll be able to kind of coordinate some of that. We hope that we'll be able to move this back to a production level without sand or with minimal sand, similar to what our well 3 is over there. And when you think of what we're investing over in Strawberry for a well that might produce 100 gallons a minute, if we could spend this and then the subsequent packing or plugging up the areas that are creating the sand and still get reasonable production out of it, would be a great thing.
Great investment, yeah.
So I appreciate the board supporting that, and we've been involved with the staff quite a bit in discussion of this, and rather than just continue to let that well kind of idle along in order to keep the sand out of the system, decided it's time to really do our best.
So a couple of follow-on questions. This sounds like, have we done this before?
The district has not done this before. They've done static video logging. Take all the equipment out, let it settle, go down and look at it, see if there are breaks or some kinds of things. This will be an active thing. And so the unique thing about this that we've seen in other locations, this camera can go, it's like a 3/4 inch in diameter, about 10 feet long, and all the equipment's in there, and it goes right up to the deal. So it's quite intriguing, and it's as fancy and as cutting edge as you can get. This company's coming out of California. There's nobody in Arizona that does this kind of work with the video log for that small of a well. Down in the valley, we work in 20-inch casings, and so you can go in with the standard equipment that is nothing special, but it does the same thing. So
a comment, the question, I'm excited about it despite the fact that it comes from California. The other question is, if this goes well, no pun intended, well, are there other well sites that would benefit from this same?
We have a couple other well sites that we've reduced. The staff over the years have had to reduce the pumping rate because of pumping sand and having damages. This has the highest potential of production, and it's in a location that has storage and has boosting and, you know, basically is the center of our production. And so it's a high valued target, if you will. So it's really, I just want to acknowledge most small districts like this don't have the foresight that Steve and the staff have in really looking at this. Our experience is that they basically put something in that doesn't ever create any trouble. It might not produce as much water as it could, but they stick something in that they don't have to pay attention to, and it runs for years. So they're really pushing this.
Gotcha. Thank you for fielding the questions as well.
This past spring, we had KB Ventures come and video the well after it was off, and then rush and bail it because it was very dirty, and it had like 3 or 4 feet of sand in the bottom of it. In fact, I have a jar in my office of the sand that we took out of it. And then they let it settle down and they videoed again after that. So there's no point in doing a pre-video this time because it was just done not very long ago. And it is pretty expensive.
Yeah, but still, like Paul said, right, inexpensive if it has the desired results.
Right.
Super. All right, and that's been approved. Thank you. Number 10, identify potential agenda items for the next scheduled board meeting. Any off the top of our heads? Otherwise, we have a month to let them roll in.
Are we going to have to move next meeting?
No, it's the 28th.
That's the 28th, okay.
Okay.
Unless there's snow.
Yes.
Yeah, unless we get big.
Unless we're buried.
Unless we're buried. Any last call for agenda items that we know of now? I'm sure we'll have legal updates, et cetera, but that's in our normal. Steve's a standing item anyway. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you for your involvement and commitment to the community and getting things right.
What did you say?